Today we're doing a yin yang class for your three treasures, jing qi, qi and shen, your essence energy, your vital energy, and your spirit. Yoga with Melissa members will be going into depth to nurture their shen with the support of Melissa and our community. Our members will be enjoying a two-hour yin yoga workshop dedicated to shen this month, which will also be archived if you are watching this video later. In our two-hour live yoga workshop, I will be able to go super into depth into shen. In fact, I will be calling in the five shen through the five yin organ system for balance and harmony. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. I'm Melissa. Today you are going to need a bolster, a meditation cushion, two blocks, and a strap, thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Also a blanket on top of your mat for the yin portion of the class will work well. Let's go ahead and rest back in Shavasana. So you're going to begin by tuning into your physical body. Just feel the solidity and the essence of your physical body. Your jing qi is your essence energy. The energy that you were born with, that was passed on from your parents. And the energy is drawn from the strength of your physical body, the way that a battery draws energy. So strong body means strong energy. And then tune into your breathing. One of the ways that we can increase our qi, our vital energy, is through our breath. So just pay attention to the breath as it comes in and delivers that qi into your body as you release toxins as you breathe out. So paying attention to the flow of qi on your breath. And then tune into your spirit, your shen. Just notice how balanced and at peace you are feeling today in this moment. And the point of the three treasures is to protect and to nourish and to bring them into harmony. So if you notice any one aspect feels out of balance right now, maybe there's something you need to let go of, maybe there's something you need to invite in your life, maybe there's something you need right now. So what is it that you need from your practice today? What is it that you would like to receive? Maybe it's not something you need to receive, but maybe it's something you need to release. And then we'll go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. And we're going to go ahead and come into our first yin yoga posture to activate the meridians in the lower body and to reflect on the principles of yin and how they relate to the three treasures. So we're going to come up and we're going to do a butterfly pose to begin. So bring the soles of your feet together. Knees are open and good idea to fill that space. I like to fill it with a block. And then you're going to lean forward and find that appropriate edge. You want to feel sensation on the insides of your legs. For all those lower body meridians here and just the hips too, which tend to have those really dense fascial connections from a lot of sitting, but also if you're very active and there's a lot of strength in the glutes and the legs too, we're going to be able to get into those deeper connective tissues there as well. So this appropriate edge that is not too much, not too little, lets us find the middle way. It'll allow us to sustain stillness and it'll allow us to be unhurried. It'll allow us to be in the posture in a way that's unstrained by striving. The second principle is to be still. If we are always fidgeting, always fixing things, always moving, always changing things, always intensifying things, then this can disturb the chi, just like I'm doing right now with my hair. And this actually depletes your spirit and your shen and your jing qi over time. So just finding that stillness can do a lot to restore your energy and your spirit. And when we're in the poses, when we're in the yin poses too, we soften. And this not only allows you to access the deeper connective tissues and allows the qi to flow through the meridians. So obviously that nurtures the qi, but it supports your essence energy and your spirit too. And we stay for a while. We stay in these poses. For most of the poses today, we're going to stay for 5 minutes in the yin portion of the class. Although we're going to do a pose for the heart meridian, and we're going to stay in those poses for 2 minutes each. But this helps to coax the chi deeper into the body and the organs, and it has a very profound healing effect when we stay for a while. So of course this nourishes the jing qi, your essence energy, your vital energy. And because all these three things are interrelated, it's not like they're separate. We have to stop thinking about our body as separate parts, but more as a whole. So when you nurture jing qi and qi, you're also nurturing shen. Okay, so we're going to come up and out of this pose, and we'll just rest back and feel the effect of the pose, feel the flow of the chi. Okay, we're going to bend our knees and roll to the side, and then we're going to come onto our stomachs and do Sphinx pose to focus on our jing qi. So for this pose, just wiggle your hips, lengthen your low back. Walk your elbows underneath you. You can place the block underneath your forehead if you want some support for your neck. You want to feel that kind of pressurizing of your kidneys and your low back here so that we're building that essence energy, that jing qi here. Because jing is your potential. It's everything that's inside you that's not revealed. The part of the plant that is hidden, the root system. So one of the things that's been really helpful for me when I reflect on the jing qi, I think of it as the container. So for us as humans, it's the body. If the container is weak, then you can't use it or you can't fill it. And you must also have endurance to be able to last for a long time. Like, you want your container to be able to have a long life and have a strong body to be able to last for a long life and have longevity. So that's the way that to be able to have vital energy for a long time. That's the way that I've been thinking about jing qi.
Okay, we're going to just lower down and feel the pooling of blood in the lower back. You're going to push up onto all fours, and then we're just going to do a little bit of cat-cow here just to release your low back and your shoulders after that. Okay, and then we're going to do some cow's face legs with cow's face arms. Just to, the intention here is to get into the heart meridian on the inside of your arms here. It's just basically going to get into this part of it for you. So you're probably going to need a strap, and you're possibly going to need a meditation cushion to sit on. So you're going to cross your right leg over your left leg. And you're going to take your right arm up, and you're going to maybe hold the arms, the hands together, but it's not so important. What I want you to feel is sensation. It's more important here, feeling the sensation on the right arm here on the inside. That's what I want you to feel. And we're going to hold this for about 2 minutes. Okay, so for the heart meridian, this is for our Shen. Help to restore our tranquility inwards. Okay, you're going to release your arms, and you're just going to press out. And then you're going to switch your legs. And then we're going to take your left arm up and over. And use your strap, and you can reach around and just do a little gentle tug on that strap. Will help you create some tension, so along the heart meridian, along the inside of the left arm there. Okay, and then let's release this pose from your arms and your legs, and let's just give a little bit of a lie down just to give a chance for this to settle. It's pretty intense for both the shoulder joints and the hip joints. Okay, so are you ready to move into the yang portion of the class? We are done with the long holds, and I am so excited about this portion of the class because in this portion of the class, we are going to be not really kind of isolating out Jing Qi and Shen. We're going to like combine them all together, which is really how they are anyway. You can't separate them out. When you nurture one aspect, you're nurturing all of them. You really, it's like that in all of life. You can't separate things out. When you do something to one part, you're affecting all the parts. So that's how it's going to be for the rest of the class. So we're going to come onto all fours and we're going to do some cat pose. And let's, you could do this on a could you do this on chair? You can maybe do it from standing. You really kind of have to do this from all fours, the variation that I'm going to do with you. You could come onto fists or down onto forearms if wrists are an issue. And use keep the mat, the extra blanket folded underneath you for knees right now too. So you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and inhale, arch from your back, and really move from your heart, which is the center of Shen in your body, the center of your spirit. Feel the strength of your body, feel the essence of your body, your Jing Qi. And then we're going to start to move the chi even more. You're going to inhale, reach your opposite arm and leg long. So that's moving the chi out. And then you're going to gather the chi into your center, opposite elbow and knee together. So inhale, reach. Exhale, gather. So with our essence energy, our Jing Qi, we always want to keep a little bit in. So same with, you know, if you have rechargeable batteries, how you don't want to drain them. It's same with our bodies. We want to keep a little bit of energy. We never want to drain our batteries. Okay, let's do that on the other side. Feeling the strength of our our bodies, moving the chi and drawing the energy in to the center. So inhale, reach. Exhale. Drawing the energy in. So expanding out, drawing in. Okay, after this, you can take your blanket and put it off to the side. And we're going to do a pose called reverse table to open up your heart and to connect with the strength of your body. So we're going to inhale. Okay, so you're going to roll your shoulders back and up. I like to have my fingers turned out for this. And you're going to inhale here again. And then you're going to exhale, and you're going to lift your hips up. So you're going to lower down. So a really great pose to find your strength and to open up your heart. And then we're going to do staff pose. I love this pose because it really lets you feel the strength of your body, just really connect to your essence energy. So find the center of your heels, feel the whole bottom center of your legs, take your hands by the side of your body and just press into your hands and lengthen up through your spine. If you've got wrist issues, you can press on your fists. And then you're going to just probably sit up a little bit on your cushion. And we're going to rock the baby a little bit just to release your hips. So hold on to your right foot, maybe in your elbow crease. Depends on how tight your hips are. Mine are so tight these days. I feel like, let's go back and look at the early videos when my hips used to be so loose. But I think I didn't used to live in BC then, climbing up and down all the mountains and hills that are here. But my glutes are so much stronger now. But my hips are not loose like they used to be. We're going to rock the baby side to side. Let's do a little bit of circles. And circles the other way. Okay, and then put down that hip and just feel the difference between the two legs. Actually, you can see that the one leg is longer than the other now. So let's go ahead and do yep. It works. Let's go ahead and do the other leg. And also, because you may find, because our body is made up of fascia, and we're going to be focusing on this a lot in the coming month, that when you do one part, you affect all the parts. So you may find the other side is a little bit more accessible now. Or maybe your left hip is just more loose. I know mine is. And then we're gonna circle. And then we're gonna circle the other way. So your leg bone has, your femur bone has a ball and socket. It's like at the top. So although it looks like I'm moving my knee, I'm just visualizing that moving at the top. Really smooth, like melted butter. Okay, and then you're gonna release that. Okay, and hopefully your hips will have more range of motion as we come up, because we're going to be moving through your hips a lot when we come up to standing. Okay, so we're going to come up to standing. So you can put your cushion off to the side. You'll need that at the end of the class. I've got a great little seated meditation for you today. We're going to come into down dog. And you can just lengthen your spine here, maybe paddle your heels a bit.
And then when you feel ready, you can come up to standing.
Okay, from standing, we're going to start with Breath of Joy. And I chose this because it's such a great movement. It has pranayama in it. It has strengthening in it because you're doing tons of squats while you're doing it. And also because Breath of Joy is just, you know, it's so uplifting. So it's going to lift your spirit too. So the way that it works is you inhale, you take your arms out to the front. Inhale, take your arms out to the side. Inhale, take your arms overhead. And then you squat and you fold forward. If you have high blood pressure or low blood pressure and coming up and down makes you dizzy, then you can just do the inhale, 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 exhale from standing. Or if you're feeling really ambitious, you could do it all from a squat, I guess. Okay. So yeah, let's do it together. I'm going to take my feet a little bit wider, I think, for it. So you're going to inhale, 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 exhale. Okay, we're going to come to standing and just be still. Feel the chi moving through your body. Okay, and then we're going to take your feet wide. You're going to turn your left toes out, your right toes in, sink down through your left sit bone. Bring your arms up. You're going to bring your left arm up, your right arm down for reverse warrior. And then we're just going to flow the chi here by coming into side ankle and back to reverse warrior. So I just love reverse warrior. To me, oh, just feeds my shen. And so then we're just going to feel the strength in our lower body, move the chi, feed our shen. I think that's a good enough reason for including this little sequence here. Also, I love the side angle pose. I love any poses that open up my side body. Basically, we're doing all poses that are just kind of self-gratuitous now for the rest of the class, but they are good for your Jing Qi and Shen. Breathing and moving. And then we'll come up. You're going to turn your left toes in, your right toes out. Let's do that little sequence on the other side. So we'll bring the right hand up. Inhale, and then we'll exhale, side bend into that side angle pose. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Thank you. Okay, and then we're going to come up and we're going to do another squat because really, can you have too many squats? Don't answer that. This is called a lightning bolt squat. And it's like you're going to reach up, you're going to hold on to your, put your left thumb in front of you, you're going to hold on to it with your right thumb. You're going to make a, is that better? Can you still hear me? Okay, you're going to make a lightning bolt. And you're going to reach up, you're going to draw that light. And then you're going to exhale and you're going to reach your hands out like nice long wide fingers. And you're going to sink down like that. And we're going to release. What are we going to release? We're going to, no, we're going to do shoo. We're going to do the lung sound. Shoo. And spread our fingers wide. Shoo. We're going to release self-protection and self-preservation. Well, we're going to build self-protection and self-preservation. And we're going to release any disappointment, any sadness, any grief, any despair, any anxiety, any shame, and any sorrow. Shoo. 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 Because I really want to do the ha for the heart, we're going to do the heart as well. So for the heart, we're going to pull in joy, but we're going to release dullness and melancholy and jealousy and sorrow. Okay? Ha. Have you rocked the baby first? They see how the hips move nice and easy for you there. Okay, and we're gonna take your feet wide and we're going to just sit down into Goddess Victory Squat. You can come up to standing. You can thank me tomorrow for your legs. And we're going to come down and lie on your stomach. Okay, you guys just have to stop and give this video a thumbs up because I'm loving this class. And if I'm loving this class, then you must be loving this class too. It's really fun. Just give it a thumbs up for old school hatha yoga. We're loving the fun hatha yoga. Okay, we're going to do locust pose now. Okay, we're going to do locust with our hands down by the sides of our body. And we're going to, let's build up first. So sorry, bring your hands back up and we'll do our legs first. So tuck your toes under, lift your knees, reach back through your heels. Do that on each side. And then we're going to inhale. Keep your sit bones reaching down towards your heels. Exhale, reach long through your right leg. And lower down. And let's just make sure you're exhaling, drawing up through your navel so your core is supported. And then exhale, reach long through your left leg. And then let's bring your hands down by the side of your body and roll your shoulders back and up and reach long through both legs. Okay, and then lower down. Turn your palms up. Rock your pelvis from side to side. Roll your shoulders back and up. Inhale here. Exhale, you're going to lift your chest up off the ground. Reach back through your fingertips and reach your toes long. And then you're going to lower down. Push yourself up onto all fours. You're going to draw your knees up underneath your hips. And we're going to come into child's pose with a twist. So take your right arm underneath you, come into the twist. And then we're going to do that twist on the other side. Right arm extends, reach your left arm under, twist the other side. Okay, and then we're going to come up to seated, and you're going to need your meditation cushion now. We're going to do looking within pose. So, you come to a comfortable seated position. You could sit on a chair for this too. And the way that it works is you're going to take all your fingers, and you're going to place them over your eyes. And then I'm going to give you the option to encourage more looking within, to close off the flaps of your ears so that it makes it more quiet for you. And then symbolically, you can close off your mouth too, just by taking your pinkies down to your mouth. And you can even use your fourth finger to close off your nostrils, you know, just slightly. Again, symbolically, you need to breathe. But so then this encourages you to turn all your senses inwards. Okay, so we're just going to sit like this. You're going to feel the support of the earth underneath you. Lengthen up long through your spine, relax your shoulders, let your elbows be heavy. Feel the strength of your body, open up through the back of your neck, let your jaw be soft. Okay, and then we're going to release this mudra from our body, and we're going to rest back for Shavasana. Okay, so you continue to rest back to integrate and receive your practice here, and I'm going to sit up and redo a poem. Okay, the poem that I have for you today is a poem by John O'Donohue. It's a blessing called For Equilibrium. Like the joy of the sea coming home to shore, may the relief of laughter rinse through your soul. As the wind loves to call things to dance, may your gravity be lightened by grace. Like the dignity of moonlight restoring the earth, may your thoughts incline with reverence and respect. As water takes whatever shape it is in, so free may you be about who you become. As silence smiles on the other side of what's said, may your sense of irony bring perspective. As time remains free of all that it frames, may your mind stay clear of all it names. May your prayer of listening deepen enough to hear the depths, the laughter of God. May your prayer of listening deepen enough to hear in the depths, the laughter of God. Okay, so gradually allow yourself to wiggle and stretch out, let your breath deepen. You can bend your knees and roll to your side. And start to make your way up to seated. And we'll finish up our practice by drawing in the fruits of our practice to ourselves and then offering the benefit out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thanks so much for joining us for this class. If you like this video and you made it all the way to the end, give yourself a thumbs up. And if it was of benefit to you and you know somebody else who would enjoy it, please feel free to share it with them. And thanks for subscribing to the channel for more great videos like this. And I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing black yoga pants and a bra cami with the Om symbol on it. And I want to thank Paige and Jane and Carla and Maura for your donations. We super appreciate it. Your support means the world to us. Sending you, in the comments, put "I am preserving my three treasures" in the comments today. Thank you so much. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti Namaste. Hello, my love. Remember to put the Camtasia clip in that we filmed last week to promote the indulgence class.
Awesome idea.
Awkward pause.
No, and we're gonna do that take two, do it again. That was a clip.
What was wrong with it?
You bumped your mic.
On what?
Take two, action in three.